Now I want to run up this doctor. And he treated me for about a year. I had to cut out drinking. No ham. When he told me I couldn't have ham, well, that was brutal. Because that's my middle name, Ham. So I cut out drinking for about a year. So when he finally told me I was wrong, in his office up my arm, I said, what about drinking? He said, no. He realized I would come back and have cancer. And it wasn't long after that when I broke out and I drank more than I ever drank in my life. So finally in 56, I had my stomach cut out, 75%. In the Navy Hospital in Cuba. I went there through emergency public health. I was in there 2 months.
So yeah, if you know a boy keeps going over to a girl's house over and over, you know, most every night, you say he's doing what to her? He's
courting.
You ever hear him call that anything else? Older people or anything besides courting?
No.
To
my knowledge, that's what we'd say.
Yeah. What would you call him? He would be her what? He'd be her
sweetheart.
And she'd be his
boy. Boyfriend. Oh, sweetheart. She'd be his and he would be hers. Sweetheart.
And say a boy, you know, comes home with lipstick on his collar or something like that. You'd say his little brother might come in there and say, ah ha ha, you've been what? Say he came home with lipstick on his collar or something.
I believe I've heard remarks made, but I couldn't tell you now.
Just kissing or something?
Something in that order, yeah. But just what the remark was made at, I bet I've heard it, but I don't remember. You didn't ask for a reminder, man. We get the repeat one on it. Well, fine. I don't know if that's repeatable.
Yeah. Say
if
he asked her to marry
him, let me tell you,
she didn't want to, you'd say she didn't
want
to.
I'm talking too much to them.
He asked her to marry him.
All right, she said, totally no. He turned him down, or someone like that type.
What about you? You mentioned married. You ever heard of him? Instead of saying they got married, any other thing you'd ever heard they got married, they got what? Any other term besides married there?
The tied the knot. You know what that is for? Tied the knot. Now, if I've heard any other, I'd be right now, I don't remember.
And, if you know, if they had a wedding, the man who would stand up there with the groom, he would be the boy.
That's right.
What about the woman who'd stand there with the groom?
Bridesmaid.
Have you ever seen a kind of ceremony where maybe after a wedding, all the boys would get together and shoot off the rifles, make a lot of noise and carry on, that kind of thing? Maybe sing?
After the wedding? No.
You ever hear any of them talk about chivalries, anything like that?
Chivalry? I've heard about the word, yeah, I know of the word, but if any remarks made with that word in, I don't remember.
Say there was, you know, some trouble.
I think that's ancient chivalry.
Say, you know, there was some trouble or something like that. You might say, well, the police, you know, didn't arrest just one or two boys, they arrested the...
You might say arrested the ringleader.
Yeah. Or talking about everybody there, they arrested the what, the...
No, you might say they arrested all of them, or they arrested Paul, or they arrested the ringleader.